The Castle in Idi. In the spring of 2018, the 9 to 10 year old pupils of the Cotillier Primary School put forward a project to create a tourist information narrative panel highlighting the Castle of Idi in order to better present this local heritage site. This was accepted and supported by the Town Council. The history of the castle. Idi has always been a strategic location. The castle would have been built on the site of a Roman castellum on a rocky outcrop. The keep probably dates from the end of the 12th century or beginning of the 13th century, and the enclosure from the end of the 14th century or even the beginning of the 15th century. The de Montfort family owned the castle in 1168. The square tower is apparently a vestige prior to the passage of the Plantagenet King Henry II in Brittany. Blanche of Navarre, Duchess of Brittany, who accompanied St. Louis to Tunis during the last crusade, died in 1283 in the castle of Idi. At the beginning of the 16th century, the castle was no longer officially in use and deteriorated. At the end of the 16th century, it was used during the wars of religion and occupied successively by the soldiers of Henry IV, a Protestant, and by those of the Catholic extremists. Nearly 400 troops were stationed in Idi with locals at a time when extreme poverty weighed heavily on a population subjected to requisitions and high taxes. The troops became a heavy burden and a source of terror for the locality. Many crimes were committed when on all sides people were asking for peace. The castle of Idi had also become a haunt for bandits. In 1598, Henry IV signed the final condemnation of the castle. The current state of the keep is testimony to the use of its stones in the 19th century for the construction of bourgeois houses. The keep. The keep is rectangular in shape, 22 and 24 metres. A dry ditch would have surrounded it on three sides and was 5 metres deep, according to local historian Alfred Anne du Portel. At the corners, there were buttresses. The height of the walls was 22 to 23 metres. At the top, there were probably stone parapets with hoardings, and at the end of the 14th century, battlements and machicolations. The entrance was on the first floor, using a ladder or a drawbridge. The keep had 4 levels, including the lower floor, the basement. To climb the floors, ladders were necessary, and one would access the basement through a trap door. The latter served as a cellar or store. Pigs and well boar teeth and knives have been found. The passage which made it possible to leave the dungeon, starting from the basement, was called the postern. It was used to introduce supplies and to go out to surprise the enemy or to escape. The ramparts. The curtain wall was built at the end of the 14th century, even at the beginning of the 15th century. The thickness of the ramparts is 2.5 metres. At the entrance to the courtyard, the height of the ramparts was about 9 metres. There was probably a parapet at the top of the ramparts. At the entrance to the courtyard was a gate and a drawbridge. The courtyard contained service buildings, kitchens, stables and stores. The caponniers. The caponniers are constructions that can be seen on the west side. They appear in the second half of the 15th century to ensure the defence of the lower part of the ramparts. The soldiers could carry out crossfire on each side.